Any decision in relation to anything to do with coronavirus is going to be led by a health level. So the Chief Medical Officer and his team, any decisions, whether it's to do with schools, to do with anything, they're the first and foremost people in charge of making those decisions. I know some of the universities are making decisions in relation to potential online options, and I suppose it's a different scenario for primary and post-primary schools. But from day one, the chief medical officer will be the person who decides. So we're keeping an eye on things. I'm in contact with my officials on a daily basis now. We'll also be discussing at sub-cabinet committee level as well, and obviously we'll be feeding in concerns, etc., as time moves on.
At a point like this, I mean, strong government, stable government, they're cliches, but they're necessary. We don't have it at the moment. We have Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar upping their discussions. I mean, do you see this coronavirus, one of its effects actually being to crystallise and to speed up talks on a government formation?
Well, I think, you know, I'm out and about today in my county and talking to people, and look, the big focus is the coronavirus, and that's where the real concerns are. But also it's important to ensure at all times that there's no panic and we have to remain calm, and that's something that I'm even picking up from my own constituents, that people understand that this is an unprecedented crisis and we have to do everything we possibly can. At the moment, constitutionally, we still have, as an office holder myself, as Minister for Education and Skills, I'm constitutionally bound as the Minister for Education, the government, the are still in situ, and the only thing that will change that is when a new Taoiseach is put in place, and the Taoiseach will pick his or her team then, and that's the way it works. So for the moment, Simon Harris is the Minister in charge of Health. He's out there, he's meeting with the officials, and he is leading this response, and obviously at a sub-cabinet committee level, Pascal Donoghue and the Taoiseach himself are working with officials as we go through this.
And in terms of cooperation with other parties, I mean, obviously there are decisions going to have to be taken in the national interest, to use an old cliche. Are there ongoing talks between yourselves and Fine Gael and the other party leaders to ensure that there isn't political diversity, that there isn't political infighting over issues as important as this?
Yeah, and I think it's really important, and even last week and even through this week I've been speaking to different opposition spokespersons, and we've to try to ensure that whatever information that's available that they get it, and that's why Simon Harris has ensured that there's going to be briefings from the Department of Health for all the opposition spokespersons as well, as it stands now. But communication is key. It's important that once again to emphasise that any decision made in relation to coronavirus, it's not a political decision. Even the cancellation of St Patrick's Day parade in Dublin, that was a decision based on fact and expert medical opinion, and that will be the case, and that will continue to be the case. So if it's any change or any future plans, whether it's to do with aviation or foreign travel, that will be through the Department of Foreign Affairs in terms of those decisions and the decisions taken in the last number of hours in relation to Italy. So we have to ensure that we're vigilant, we keep the communication channels open. But from a public point of view and a public confidence point of view, this is a public health official-led decision-making process, and it's not politically led.